The National Lakeshore's 21 islands, plus its mainland park, received some damage from the heavy rain. The Lakeshore Trail on the mainland will be closed for the foreseeable future as crews work to repair footbridges that washed out. Apostle Island's Assistant Chief of Interpretation and Education, Neil Houck, says the trail runs up and down typically dry ravines, but he says those are now filled with water.
The mud issue, we're just going to have to just give it a few days of dry weather to hope that the mud has a chance to dry out. You know, it's not too comfortable to walk through puddles and get mud up to your knees.
Part of a cliff collapsed near the sea caves along the Lakeshore Trail, causing rocks and trees to fall from the top. Houck says other island trails are open, but does not recommend people wear brand new shoes. Crews have cleaned up a number of fallen trees on the islands and one campsite. The Apostle Islands is home to an endangered shorebird, the piping plover. Houck says four pairs live on Long Island, but the storm washed out two nests.
So right now we're hoping that that those birds will try and re-nest. We still have two active nests on the island that hopefully, seemingly, were unaffected by the storm.
There's also quite a bit of debris in Lake Superior surrounding the islands. Houck says until it's removed or washes to shore, he recommends people in powerboats watch out for floating logs. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio.